Don Borgman, and I'm Director of Ag Industry Relations for John Deere North America.
All right, Don, this morning we had a press conference here at Commodity Classic on Vision 2020 for the United Soybean Board and for the soybean industry as a whole. How do companies like John Deere fit into this vision? What did you, how did you work together to come up with what we're looking at as an industry for the soybean growers, and just for soybeans in general, when we're talking about food and fuel and feed?
Well, where we looked at it was the fact that the entire value chain and soy needed to come together. Whenever you can work together as a as an industry, bring as many people into it as possible, the chances that you're going to come up with better answers, better solutions, and more long-term stability increases greatly. And we'll credit Monsanto for having the idea and coming to USB, but immediately when we were contacted at John Deere, we looked at this and said this is something that could be really, really positive for the entire soy complex. And whether that those are people that are building inputs for producing soybeans like John Deere, whether you're growing soybeans, whether you're transporting, aggregating them, processing them, even all the way down to eating them, we looked at the entire chain. We thought this is a great opportunity, and it turned out to be an excellent experience for us.
Well, now, here at the Commodity Classic, one of the things you talked about was the possible decline in acreage for soybeans over corn, with so much of corn going into ethanol. But it seems like there's a lot of excitement just in general in both this corn and soybean complex, because as you pointed out, most soybean growers also plant corn. Are you seeing that kind of excitement in the industry as a whole?
Sure. There's right now there's a short-term spike in demand. We think there's long-term demand for ethanol. I don't mean to characterize it as flash in the pan, but right now probably a little bit higher demand than in relative to other crops than we expect to see going forward. We still see a very bright future for soybeans. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is it's extremely difficult to argue with the marketplace. And when the marketplace wants some more soybean oil and can demand that, the market's going to find a way to ration those acres, or we'll find a way to increase yield, or we'll find an increase in efficiency and productivity to provide that. So there's certainly a shift of acres. There are some cotton acres that we see shifting to corn near term, a few soybean acres certainly going along with that, but we think long term there are other answers. It's not just acres, and perhaps it will be getting some more acres back into the soy complex. But what we did with 2020 with the visioning process was to say, what happens if it goes up? What happens if it goes down? Let's make sure that we've got scenarios to deal with each of those. And we think we've got some great overlying strategies as well as specific things that we can do in each of those specific instances, going up, going down, staying the same.
Well, regarding the biofuels industry again, though, I mean, ethanol, certainly they've been working on this for 20 years or more. It's no, it's like no overnight success for ethanol. Biodiesel has been much less. I mean, you're only talking about a few years, maybe 10 at the most. And USB, their effort into biofuels has been, relatively short-term at this point. Do you see that in your vision 2020? Did you look at the growth of biodiesel as an industry?
Absolutely. We looked at both things. What happens if demand goes up and the industry grows? What happens if it stays static? What happens if it declines a little bit? We took each one of those out there, and again, not trying to specifically predict which would happen. Now, we've got a desire. There's no question about that. The strategies for if it's growing rapidly may be and are somewhat different than if it's retracting. But we looked out, and quite frankly, we see a very bright future for it. There's growing energy demand throughout the world, just like there's growing demand for protein and even growing demand for calories. And we think that there are lots of strategies and working together as an industry, we really, truly believe that we can meet both of those demands. And the strategies that are out there do one of two things. They either enable us to meet the demand that develops, or they enable us to increase the demand and then meet that demand that develops. So we're working it on both sides.
What is John Deere doing specifically regarding biodiesel? I know you've had some initiatives recently with the company to help increase education and use of biodiesel.
Well, we're working kind of on an education campaign and trying to promote maybe a broader use of lower blends. The industry did an excellent job, I think, out of the box, and the United Soybean Board, the National Biodiesel Board, to be commended for all of the things that they did to get biodiesel off and running. And one of those things was to promote niche use of B20 and get the exposure in the headlines, which is absolutely necessary to get that industry off and going. But now we're at a point of maturing a little bit more, and the industry is focusing much more on consistency and quality and getting everyone, every possible person with a diesel engine, to run biodiesel blends in their vehicles or in their equipment. And so we're working harder right now to promote blends of B2 or B5 while we're increasing the capacity of the industry to produce it, and while we're improving the overall processes and making sure that we get consistent quality. So right now John Deere is working hard to promote B2 and B5 blends so that we get even broader acceptance and even broader adoption and much more demand for biodiesel going forward. We're you said that very well. Where we were with ethanol in the probably in the late 80s, early 90s is about where we are with biodiesel today. It's coming on a little bit quicker because we learned some lessons from the ethanol industry. We're trying to put those to work, and we think the industry is responding very well to that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Don. I appreciate it.
You bet.